The FBI in Peace and War. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, The Gentleman Friend.
Morning, Mr. Taylor.
Oh, good morning.
I just wondered if you were on your way downtown, Mr. Taylor. My car's not running, and I'm having trouble getting a cab this early in the morning.
Oh, sure, Mr.
Banner. I guess you don't recognize me. I've been over at the bank a couple of times for a business loan on a filling station out in the Long Hill section.
Oh, yes, of course, Mr. Banner. Well, hop in. I'll be glad to give you a lift.
Thanks a lot.
I knew I'd seen your face somewhere. The filling station on Long Hill, I remember now. You took that up with Miss Lindley in the loan department, didn't you?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I hope we'll be able to accommodate you.
Oh, it won't be necessary now. I've got other plans.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, if you wanted to discuss the loan with me personally...
No, I don't think so, Mr. Taylor. All I want you to do is act as if nothing's happening until we get inside the bank. And as soon as the time lock opens on the vault, I want you to tell the cashier to put all the money in his bag.
What's the joke, Mr. Banner?
No joke, Mr. Taylor. You'll do exactly as I say. I'll use this gun if you make one wrong move. Is that clear, Mr. Taylor?
The daring and carefully planned robbery was carried out at the National Bank at Westville, New York, on August 12, 1951. With perfect timing and an intimate knowledge of the bank's routine, the loan holdup man succeeded in taking $86,000 in cash. Our bureau was called into the case. We agreed with the local police that the first question to be answered was, how did the bandit acquire his perfect knowledge of bank routine? Over a period of weeks, we talked to every employee of the bank on this subject.
That you, Netta?
Yes, Emily.
Well, for goodness sakes, it's about time. What held you up?
Oh, Mr. Taylor wanted to see me. The FBI men are coming again tomorrow. They're going to talk to all of us. Hello, Arthur.
Hi, Annetta. Didn't you confess yet?
Arthur?
Oh, now you can't tell me she wasn't in on this. But you want my opinion, Annetta? That's trying to get a husband the hard way.
Arthur.
Oh, now she knows I'm only kidding, don't you, Annetta?
Yes, Arthur. Did you eat yet, Emily?
Yes, there's meatloaf in the icebox. We thought we'd make the early movie.
I'll do the dishes.
That's the way we planned it.
Oh, really, Arthur? Why are you being especially obnoxious tonight?
I just feel good, that's all. You want to see the movie, Netta?
No, thank you, Arthur. I'm tired.
What do those FBI guys ask you when they come around?
Oh, I don't know.
Go eat your supper, dear. Arthur's only talking.
No, I'm curious. Now, what good would it do them to talk to you, for instance?
Huh? Well, I handle the papers on the loan, and... Well, he did take me to lunch one afternoon.
You told them that?
Of course, last time they were there.
What was he like, Netta?
Mr. Banner?
She doesn't want to talk about it, Arthur. Now, let's go if we're going to make the movie.
Well, they got any clues on him, Netta?
I don't know, Arthur. You read the papers.
Oh, the papers don't know anything. The Chronicle says they questioned the guy in New Orleans. They don't know anything.
Get the car out, Arthur. We'll be late.
Hey, how do you suppose he knew just when the time lock opened on the vault, huh? Now, you shouldn't have told him that, Netta.
Arthur, stop it. I only had lunch with the man. It was part of my job.
Oh, no,
Emily,
Netta,
I can't stand this constant teasing. If you want me to get a room of my own, Arthur, I'll be over.
Go get the car.
Okay, all right. Now, don't be sore, Netta.
I only came here because you wanted help with the rent.
We'd want you without the rent, dear.
Sure. Listen, I told Emily it's no good your own sister living alone in a rooming house. Let her come here and stay with us.
Arthur, it's 7:15.
All right, I'm going. But don't be sore, will you, Netta?
Emily, I think I ought to go back to Mrs. Simmons and get my old room.
You'll do no such thing.
Just wish you wouldn't tease me, Emily. I know I'm not pretty.
Netta.
I'll probably never get married.
Netta, dear.
Why is it such a crime to be over 30 and not married? Why, Emily?
Nettie, don't talk like that, please.
Well, he shouldn't tease me, Emily.
I know, honey. I'll speak to him.
Even if he doesn't mean anything by it.
He won't do it anymore. Look, Why don't you come to the picture with us? You can have a quick
sandwich. No, you go ahead.
It's Spencer Tracy. You like
him? You go ahead. I'll be all right.
I'll tell you what. Just leave the dishes.
I'll do them, Emily. It's no trouble. You run along.
All right, but I hate...
I've lots to do. Now, don't worry about me.
All right. We'll be back early, dear.
Take your time.
And I'll speak to
That's
Arthur.
All right. I guess he didn't mean anything.
See you later, dear.
Mm-hmm. Hello, long distance. I'd like to make a station-to-station call to New Orleans, Louisiana. The number is Walnut 9970. Reverse the charges, will you?
As our investigation of the Westville robbery continued, it became apparent that the holdup man had spent at least a month in Westville prior to the robbery and had become friendly with a number of people. One of his friendships interested us more than any of the others, and we talked with the treasurer of the bank, Mr. Taylor, about it.
Well, that hardly seems possible. Miss Halsey is... Well, you've seen her. Certainly rather plain, to put it mildly.
Plain or not, Mr. Taylor, she did drive into New York with him, and they probably went to the theater that night.
Netta Halsey?
The manager of the Westville Inn saw her sitting in Banner's car.
And the manager got two tickets to a musical show for Banner.
But Netta Halsey, if... If it were one of the other girls, I could understand.
How
but
long
just...
has Miss Halsey been at the bank, Mr. Taylor?
Longer than I have. About 15 years, I'd say.
And she certainly has a complete knowledge of the routine.
Well, of course, but you aren't suggesting that Miss Halsey...
We're merely saying that she spent more time with Banner than necessary for a business transaction.
You may be right. It just seems incredible, that's all. Would you like to talk to her alone?
No, we'd rather have you stay.
Well, come in, Netta. You know Agent Reynolds and Agent Stevens of the FBI?
Yes, how do you do?
We're sorry to bother you so much, Miss Halsey, but there are one or two questions we'd like to ask.
Of course.
Sit down, Netta.
Thank you.
Miss Halsey, did you see Mr. Banner at any time other than the luncheon you told us about or the times when he came here to the bank?
I don't think so.
Netta.
At any time in the evening, Miss Halsey?
For a drive... Or the theater?
Oh, yes. Yes. As I remember, Mr. Banner did invite me to the theater. He said a friend of his gave him two passes to a musical show.
Did you go?
Yes, I did.
Then there were other times you saw Mr. Banner.
Well, this was, yes.
Why didn't you tell us about that when you said you'd had lunch with him?
Well, I didn't think it was important, and I know Mr. Taylor wouldn't approve if I... Well, accepted too many favors from a prospective customer of the bank.
Those were the only two favors you accepted, the lunch and the theater?
As far as I remember, yes.
It was only 3 months ago, Miss Halsey.
Yes, I know.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us, Miss Halsey?
No, I don't think so.
All right. That's all we want to ask you for the present.
Sorry, I'm not more helpful.
That's all right. Thank you, Miss Halsey.
Yes.
Gentlemen, I can hardly believe it.
Then you probably wouldn't believe that Banner bought a solid gold lapel clip at the Simpkins jewelry store. The clip that Miss Halsey was wearing.
Netta Halsey,
I'll ask you not to talk to anyone about this, Mr. Taylor. You can understand why.
I'm just not going to believe it, Netta. You can't convince me.
Emily, please, don't be loyal and understanding. I can't take it.
But didn't you know he was a criminal?
I just knew we were going to be married, that's all.
Netta.
I told you, Emily, he needed money desperately. He owed thousands of dollars to those gamblers.
Oh, Nettie, can't you see he was just playing on your sympathy?
They'd have killed him, I know it.
Netta.
He had to have the money. Can't you see that?
I can't see you helping him.
I didn't know I was helping him, not at the time.
Then why not let me call that FBI agent
No,
right now?
No, I won't do anything to help them find him.
Netta, do you know where he is?
I can't tell you that.
You do know.
Now, Emily, listen to me, please. We were going to be married. Ray is the gentlest, most considerate, the finest man I've ever known.
Netta.
No, he is.
He's a thief. A common
Don't
thief.
Don't you dare say that.
Oh, Nettie, stop it.
Emily? I think even if I'd known what he was going to do, I wouldn't have tried to stop him.
You don't mean
yes,
that?
Yes, I do. I won't let you judge Ray by ordinary, everyday standards.
Nettie, don't talk like that, please.
You don't know what he went through. He never got a decent break. His
Stop it, Netta. You're talking about a bank robber. A man who would have killed anyone who got in his way.
You just don't know Ray, Emily, or you wouldn't say that.
Hi, anybody home?
What are you going to tell Arthur?
Nothing, Netta.
Hello, ladies. What's new and interesting? Any murder or mayhem while the old man was away at work, huh? There's the paper. Don't fight for it. Hey, Netta, don't you want to see the paper? Netta, where's she going?
Let her alone, Arthur. She's got a headache.
Looks like she's been bawling again. Sometimes I can't figure her at all. Can you?
No. Sometimes I can't, Arthur. She's my own sister, and I can't figure it either.
The day after we had talked to Netta Halsey, Agent Reynolds was present at a conference in the U.S. Attorney's office. It was decided that there was sufficient reason to begin a 24-hour surveillance of Miss Halsey on the chance that she might still be in communication with Banner. This plan was just a few hours too late. Netta Halsey had left her sister's home early that morning, taking all her possessions with her.
Order, ma'am. Carry your bag, ma'am.
No, thank you. But could you tell me where the public phone is, please?
Right over there, ma'am. It's across from the information desk.
Thank you. This Walnut 9970.
Yeah, this is it.
I'd like to speak to Ray, please.
Ray who?
Ray Smith.
Never heard of him. You got the wrong number.
No, sister. No, wait, please. I'm sure this is it. Listen, tell him Netta Halsey wants to talk to him.
Well, there's no one
please,
here.
Please, you've got to tell him. It's terribly important. Now tell
Hello,
him.
Who is this? Hello, who is this?
Ray, it's me, Netta.
Who?
Netta Halsey.
Netta, where are you calling from?
Union Station.
Here in New Orleans?
Yes, I just got in a few minutes ago.
Are you out of your mind? I told you I'd let you know when to come. I
couldn't wait, Ray. I've got to see
well,
you.
Well, I told
you. I couldn't wait any longer. Things happened. I can't tell you over the phone. When can I see you?
Where are you going to stay?
I don't know.
All right, look, go to the Royal Palm. I'll send someone there tonight.
I want to see you, Ray.
Now, Netta, don't be a fool. I'll send someone to you and they'll talk about it.
Yes, Ray, is that all?
Yeah, that's all. Netta.
Yes?
Nobody knows you're here?
Of course not.
All right. You be patient, Netta. I'll see you.
Do you want to, Ray?
Of course I do, baby. Soon as possible. You wait for me.
I will, Ray. Goodbye, darling.
So long, Netta. Be good.
As soon as we learned that Netta Halsey had left her sister's house, we checked all stations and air terminals. By the following morning, we knew that Netta Halsey had gone to New Orleans, and her description was wired to our field office. An intensive search got underway immediately.
Yes?
You Netta Halsey?
That's right.
I'm a friend of Ray Banner.
Oh, come in, please. Just a minute, I'll get those things off the chair.
Oh, don't bother. I'm upstairs.
I haven't had a chance to straighten up. I just got in this afternoon.
I know. I talked to you on the phone.
Oh, you were the one that...
Yeah, I'm the one. Friend of Ray's.
How is he?
He's all right. Look, Miss Halsey, I'm going to give you a piece of good advice. Put those clothes in the suitcase and go back where you came from.
I came here to see Ray.
He can't see you. Believe me, it wouldn't be safe. A couple of months from now, maybe...
I've waited 4 months.
You want him to get picked up? How do you know you aren't being followed?
I want to see Ray. That's why I came down here.
He's going away tonight. I told him not to take any
you
chances.
You told him?
Yeah, I told him.
I see.
Now, look. Ray knows it costs you dough to come down here, so he says, you take this $1,500.
What are you to Ray?
I already said. I'm a friend of his. He's a friend of mine. What, do you want a road map? Now, you take this $1,500.
I'm going to see him before I leave here, and I don't want the money.
You know... I could get very annoyed with you, sister.
I don't care whether you're annoyed or not. You tell Ray that if he doesn't see me, I'll go to the police. I'll give myself up.
You what?
I'll give myself up.
You know something? He said you were kind of a screwball. He was right.
I mean what I say.
Sister, I think you really do. I don't know how a blowhard like Ray does it, but when he turns on the charm...
You going to tell him what I said?
Yeah, I think I will tell him.
I'll be waiting to hear from him.
All right.
And I won't wait long.
Uh-huh. You don't want to change your mind and go back home?
I'm never going back home.
Okay, you can't say I didn't try. You want to see him, you see him. It's not my funeral.
When Agent Reynolds and I arrived in New Orleans, Netta Halsey had been located at the Royal Palm Hotel and had been put under 24-hour surveillance. It was obvious that Miss Halsey was waiting for someone. Every night for a week, she had taken a cab to the end of Canal Street, then walked along the river embankment. On the seventh night, Agent Reynolds and I were watching from a parked car. Suddenly, Agent Reynolds left the car as I saw Miss Halsey step up on the embankment and look down at the river.
That water's pretty muddy, Miss Halsey. I wouldn't try it. Come on out. Let's go over and sit down and talk about it.
Let me go, please.
Now, you stay. It's okay, Steve. She's all right.
Take it easy, Miss Halsey.
Let's sit down now. Come on.
Let me alone. Why didn't you mind your own business?
You're our business, Miss Halsey. Who are you waiting for? Ray Banner?
Let me alone. I'm not going to talk to you.
Why didn't he meet you, Miss Halsey? Was he afraid?
He won't tell you anything. Do whatever you want to. I don't care.
You've been here every night for a week, Miss Halsey. Didn't you realize he never intended to come?
He did. Something must have happened. I told you I wouldn't talk to you.
Miss Halsey, we talked with your sister for a long time. She thought it was best to tell us everything.
Don't you realize that this man used you?
He never had any intention of marrying
you. That's a lie. If he could have paid off his debts, if he could have been... Let me alone, will you?
We don't want to charge you with helping Banner in the robbery, Miss Halsey. We feel sure you had no intention.
I did. I planned the whole thing with him. We planned it together.
Well, now, that's not true, Miss Halsey.
It is. I did help him.
How?
I don't know. Let me alone.
Have you seen Banner since you got here?
No. No, I haven't.
Have you talked to him?
Yes, on the phone.
Do you know where he is?
If I did, I wouldn't be here waiting, would I?
We're trying to help you, Miss Halsey.
I don't want your help. If you'd let me alone, I wouldn't have needed anybody's help ever.
It's never as bad as it seems at the time.
Oh, stop talking like that and take me in. Get it over, whatever you're going to do.
We're going to take you downtown.
All right, I'm ready.
Just one question, Miss Halsey. What day this week... Dave.
Yeah?
Getting out of the cab down there in the parking area.
Uh-huh.
Get her out of the way.
Okay. Come along, Miss Halsey.
Over there by the ferry ship.
Right.
Ray!
Shut her up!
Ray, a policeman! Ray, get out of here!
Stop, Banner, or I'll shoot!
Get down! Get down! You want to get hit? Get down!
Let go, please. I want to see him.
We'll stay here.
I knew he'd come to see me. That's why I waited. I knew he'd be here sometime.
With overwhelming evidence against him, Ray Banner pleaded guilty to the robbery of the Westville National Bank and was sentenced to 15 years in prison. The case of Netta Halsey aroused national interest, and her sympathetic lawyer convinced the jury that Miss Halsey was not an accessory to the crime. For her part in protecting Banner after the robbery, she was put on a 2-year term of probation. Our books are closed on The Gentleman Friend. We'll be right back.
We pause now for station identification.